Great Britain and Japan, two nations once defined by order and cultural continuity, are now unraveling under the same globalist forces of mass demographic change.
Police emergency.
Yeah, we've just been attacked by someone racially.
In Britain, years of anti-racism indoctrination have crippled policing, producing a two-tier justice system.
Your officers assisted in that man's death.
That protects minority feelings over public safety.
In fact, Henry told officers that he could not breathe 9 times. He told them he had been stabbed 4 times. The response from one officer was, "I don't think you have, mate."
He was actually treated in a way that meant an accusation of a racial slur was treated more seriously than an act of murder. What does he say? "I can't breathe." Familiar words? Remember career criminal George Floyd, who died in appalling circumstances in Midwest America a few years ago. Remember the reaction to that and the way the police behaved. Within a few days, Keir Starmer was taking the knee. Black Lives Matter exploded all over the country. Churchill's statue was defaced. The cenotaph was vandalized. And yet, what has the public reaction been from our leaders and politicians? And indeed, to be frank, much of the media to this. Silence. Absolute silence. Proof, if ever there was any, that we're living in a two-tier culture in this country where the rights and privileges of white people matter less than those of ethnic minorities.
When we have police cars with pride flags on it, which is a politicized movement, we know that the police, who are supposed to be impartial, are often anything but. They are driven by an ideology, a Marxist, cultural Marxist ideology, that is not right, that is not good, and it's against you, and we're seeing two-tier policing, we're seeing two-tier justice, two-tier politics, and the people of Britain have had enough of it.
The outrage has exploded as Nigel Farage, Parliament, and even John Cleese expose how religious exemptions shield violence while native citizens face the consequences.
But no matter the pain we feel, there is no justification for more violence and disorder.
Yeah.
The attacks directed towards police officers in Southampton last night were disgraceful and completely unacceptable.
Yeah.
This is a time for serious work, not rage.
Yeah.
And let me be clear, we will ensure anyone found engaging in disorder meets the full force of the law, as we have done before.
Under the Criminal Justice Act 1988 and Offensive Weapons Act 2019, carrying a bladed weapon in public carries up to 4 years in prison for ordinary Brits, yet Sikhs receive a statutory religious defense for the kirpan, allowing public carry even as prosecutors admitted Digwa chose a larger 21-centimeter blade beyond his compliant neck kirpan. France, Denmark, Sweden, Italy, and the UAE have banned public kirpan carry outright with Sikh compliance. But UK authorities cling to the exemption, effectively arming one group while disarming the native people with no way to defend themselves. Further east, Japan, long a holdout against this chaos through post-war restrictions and the 1952 Immigration Control Act, now faces its own opening salvo. 10 ancient temples and shrines, including one from 807 AD and a World Heritage Site, have been torched in the first 5 months of 2026 alone, despite automation over cheap labor and strong public opposition to large-scale immigration. Japan's quiet visa expansions and cultural arson signal the same globalist pressure hell-bent on eroding identity. Britain surrendered to the script and got two-tier chaos. Japan resisted and still watches its soul set ablaze. Proof that dilution of a people's history, safety, and cohesion is not progress. It's engineered collapse. John Bound reporting for the Alex Jones Network at alexjoneslive.com.
Now in the 21st century, it's time to stand up and realize that we should not allow ourselves to be crammed into this rat maze. We should not submit to dehumanization. The 21st century is going to be a new century. Not the century of slavery. Not the century of lies, issues with no significance, and classism, and statism, and all the rest of the modes of control. It's going to be the age of humankind standing up for something pure and something right.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
I want freedom! That's what I want! And that's what you should want!
You're listening to Alex Jones.
The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it!
AlexJonesLive.com. Tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The War Room with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now on X.com.
Annihilate. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to War Room Live. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live this Wednesday, the 3rd of June, 2026. We got a lot of stories to cover today. Just so many videos, it's going to be impossible to get to all of them. But I got a lot of them because we got to do a little compare and contrast. Not only do I have to show you things like the statements from British authorities about the death of Henry Novak and the ensuing outrage about it, but we also got to go back in time and compare those videos to what they were saying during the Southport riots or during the terror attack a month ago in Golders Green, which wasn't actually a terror attack, or during the George Floyd riots, because I know it's not exactly, you know, breaking news. This isn't something you don't know already. But yeah, the two-tier thing is unavoidable, and the outrage is perfectly understandable, and we're going to get very much into what's going on in the UK with Henry Novak. We'll actually be joined, the death of Henry Novak, that is. We'll be joined by Jack Hadfield, who a lot of the footage that you're seeing from the riots yesterday were captured by him. He's going to come on and give us his sort of first-person view of what's going on. And I'm going to put the question to him, how is this going to be different? Because we saw the Southport riots. We saw the outrage, the once again very justifiable fury from the English people who saw, in that case, their little girls murdered by the state, essentially, by one of the state's little agents that had been brought over. And at the time, it was like, okay, either this protest series snowballs into like actually overthrowing the government. That's sort of one option. And then the only other option is they fizzle out, they get shut down, the leaders get arrested, and everybody involved gets systematically rounded up. And that's essentially what happened after the Southport riots. And I wonder what's going to be different about this one, because it's not like the people in power don't know what the people of the UK want. It's not like the protests are over some impossible ask. They want basic safety. They want to be treated like first-class citizens in their homeland. It's not that complicated, but the power structure steadfastly refuses to budge an inch. And you really can't come to any conclusion other than it's on purpose and they want to destroy the United Kingdom. And I really don't know what other conclusion you could come to looking at the way all of this has been handled. But we also have a lot of other stuff to talk about. We've got a lot of political nonsense to get into. Big hearings today on Capitol Hill with Scott Bessent and Marco Rubio. Todd Blanche was up there yesterday. And there's somebody else, Mark Wayne Mullen, also being grilled today. And there's some interesting and fiery backs and forths on Capitol Hill today. We'll show you those videos. I'm also going to be getting into what the hell the Kushners are doing in Albania, of all places. And I went down a little bit of a rabbit hole on this one, and we'll get into that because it has been revealed now that Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump basically trying to purchase an island in Albania off the Albanian coast, and the Albanians are not very happy with it. And now the